Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
Do you really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Is this stuff an 11 or are you just making it up as you go along?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
We meant more to kids than Jesus did, or religion at that time. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down, I was just saying it. For the fact, you know, I'm not saying that we're better or greater or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said and it was wrong or was taken wrong and now it's all this. If it had said we're more, television is more popular than Jesus, I might have got away with it. Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Supporters of the plan insist that there should be no problem if one has nothing to hide.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and our WMFO audience. Yes, you are tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. And this week, we are having our second week of training new WMFO DJs, Chike, Sophia, Xavier, and Anastasia. And they're going to be coming in the second hour. And, well, no, actually, a little bit later, about half an hour into the set here. And they're going to start playing you different music that they like. So we started off the show with a Japanese band, the Sadistic Mika Band, and a really rocking song called Time Machine Onegai. And I found that off of this Far East Rock Collection 70s. And backing me up right now are a couple of different kinds of ambiance here. We've got Irv Tybell's wonderful recording of Dawn in the Okefenokee Swamp in Georgia, which is this enormous, like, 250,000-acre swamp. And he recorded this and released this in Environment 6 in 1974. And then we've also got some sounds of children playing in a Japanese international schoolyard. And, well, let's do a little bit of introductions here. So, Sophia, is your mic on?
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Great.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sophia. This is my second week, and I'm excited to be here. I have some fun music I plan on playing.
Anything in particular?
Yes. It's almost kind of kismet, because I walked in today, and looking right back at me was John Coltrane's Love Supreme vinyl, an album I heard a lot growing up. Very sentimental place in my heart, and it's perfect because I'm seeing my parents tomorrow, the people that exposed me to this, amongst other great music. But yeah, that's what I have, and that's why I'm playing it.
Excellent. And I've got something that's a little bit aligned with that in our in the set that I'm going to do here. I'm going to play an 11-minute Miles Davis Autumn Leaves
yes.
Song. And what I'm going to be doing on there, I'm thinking in this next set, what I want to do is kind of just examples of some crazy things that you could do on a radio show. Richard Feynman was a physicist, a Nobel Prize-winning physicist, and he's an intellectual idol of mine. And I'm mixing in excerpts of an interview that he did talking in a big scientific way. Why does things happen? What is causation? And one of the things that I'm doing in this particular sound collage mix, I wanted people to be able to either listen to the music, the Miles Davis music, or listen to the Richard Feynman. And if you didn't want to listen to the Richard Feynman, have it low enough in the mix that you could just kind of forget about it. And we'll see how successful that is, as opposed to other songs that I've got in this next set, where I've got a song by Peaches. And Peaches is this electroclash artist. And so she makes electronic beats, and she lives in Berlin. And this song is called Two Guys for Every Girl. And if you listen to the lyrics, she's basically going out to a nightclub, and she finds two guys, and she says, you know, you're pretty cute. You want to come home with me? We can all have a pretty good time, but I've got just some requirements. I want you guys to get it on with each other first. And that's the lyrics. And on this song, as I have in my intro with Captain Kirk saying, push it right to the edge, there's some words that she says in there that we can get away with, and then there are other words that I had to smash out with my sonic hammer of the gods. So we've got like explosions and glass going out in there. So that's one thing. And then the other, besides some Gregorian chant and my a recording I made of my cat Miso, her 19th birthday, another example, some crazy things you could do. But I've also got, we'll be closing out the set with a 20th century transgender history lesson wrapped in some electronic beats by DJ Bobo about Christine Jorgensen. So, Chike, what are you going to be playing?
Tonight I'll be playing a lot of music from a lot of different genres, some heavy metal.
Oh my goodness, our microphone fell off the stand.
We got some heavy metal, we got some Midwestern emo punk music, we got some 2000 rap, and we got some soul music. So we got it all tonight.
Wow, and it sounds like we got a DJ who really knows how to do WMFO freeform as well.
Yes, we do.
So yes, we'll deal with that microphone a little bit later. Anastasia, what are you going to do?
Hello, my name is Anastasia. I think today I'm going to be playing some bossa nova. My family is Brazilian and Colombian, so I grew up listening to a lot of that music. It's very special to me.
And let me say, I love Brazilian food. There are a couple of restaurants around here, and besides just making great food that you can eat there, many of them have at least had in the past something where a buffet, and you can pay by the pound and take it home. And just Brazilian food, I love it.
Lots of meat.
Yep. And Xavier, what are you going to do?
I'm going to play a little bit of everything. Usually I play songs that are explicit, but I managed to find some old Vince Staples that is not, which is exciting.
Very good. Okay, well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going here. It's going to start right now with the Japanese kind of hip-hop band, but they do everything, Dragon Ash.
A studio can modify as well as record your music.
Rock the beat.
Okay, Miso, what time is it? That's right, it's dinner time. Your last dinner as an 18-year-old cat. You're gonna be a 19-year-old cat in just a few hours.
Is what's going on between these two bits of metal. Well, then what does that mean, or why are they doing that, or how are they doing it?
You're asking.
I must say, I think that's a perfectly reasonable question.
Of course, it's a reasonable, it's an excellent question. Okay. But the problem that you're asking, you see, when you ask why something. How does a person answer why something? For example, Aunt Minnie is in the hospital.
Why?
Because
because she slipped. She went out and she slipped on the ice and broke her hip. That satisfies me. It satisfies me, but it wouldn't satisfy someone who came from another planet, knew nothing about things. First, you don't understand why. When you break your hip, do you go to the hospital? How do you get to the hospital with the, when the hip was broken? Well, because her husband, seeing that she had the hip was broken, called the hospital up and sent somebody to get her. All that is understood by people. And when you explain a why, you have to be in some framework that you allow something to be true. Otherwise, you're perpetually asking why. Why did the husband call up the hospital? Because husband is interested in his wife's welfare. Not always. Some husbands aren't interested in their wife's welfare when they're drunk and they're angry. And so you begin to get a very interesting understanding of the world and all its complications. In order to, if you try to follow anything up, you go deeper and deeper in various directions. If, for example, you could go, well, why did she slip on the ice? Well, ice is slippery. Everybody knows that. No problem. But you ask, why is ice slippery? That's kind of curious. Ice is extremely slippery. It's very interesting. You say, how does it work? You could either say, I'm satisfied that you've answered me. Ice is slippery. That explains it. Or you could go on and say, why is ice slippery? And you're involved with something, because there aren't many things as slippery as ice. It's very hard to get. Greasy, but that's sort of wet and slimy. But a solid that's so slippery? Because it is in the case of ice that when you stand on it, they say, momentarily the pressure melts the ice a little bit, so you got a sort of instantaneous water surface on which you're slipping. Why on ice and not on other things? Because ice expands when it, water expands when it freezes, so the pressure tries to undo the expansion and melts it. It's capable of melting it. But other substances contract when they're freezing, and when you push them, they're just as satisfied to be solid. Why does water expand when it freezes and other substances don't expand when they freeze? All right? I'm not answering your question, but I'm telling you how difficult the why question is. You have to know what it is that you're permitted to understand and allow to be understood and known, and what it is you're not. You'll notice in this example that the more I ask why, it gets interesting after a while. That's my idea, that the deeper a thing is, the more interesting it is. And we could even go further and say, why did she fall down when she slipped? That has to do with gravity. It involves in all the planets and everything else. Never mind. It goes on and on. Now, when you ask, for example, why two magnets repel, there are many different levels. It depends on whether you're a student of physics or an ordinary person who doesn't know anything or not. If you're somebody who doesn't know anything at all about it, all I can say is that there's a magnetic force that makes them repel, and that you're feeling that force. You say, but that's very strange, because I don't feel kind of force like that in other circumstances. When you turn them the other way, they attract. There's a very analogous force, electrical force, which is the same kind of a question. And you say, that's also very weird. But you're not at all disturbed by the fact that when you put your hand on the chair, it pushes you back. But we found out by looking at it that that's the same force, as a matter of fact, the electrical force, not magnetic exactly in that case, but it's the same electrical repulsions that are involved in keeping your finger away from the chair, because everything's made out of its electrical forces in minor and microscopic details. There's other forces involved, connected to electrical forces. It turns out that the magnetic and the electric force with which I wish to explain these things, this repulsion in the first place, is what ultimately is the deeper thing that we have to start, that we can start with, to explain many other things that looked like they were, everybody would just accept them. You know, you can't put your hand through the chair. That's taken for granted. But that you can't put your hand through the chair when looked at more closely, why? It involves these same repulsive forces that appear in magnets. The situation you then have to explain is why in magnets it goes over a bigger distance than it ordinarily. And there it has to do with the fact that in iron, all the electrons are spinning in the same direction. They all get lined up, and they magnify the effect of the force until it's large enough at a distance that you can feel it. But it's a force which is present all the time and very common, and is in a basic force of almost, I mean, I can go a little further back if I were more technical. But at an early level, I just have to tell you that's going to be one of the things you'll just have to take as an element in the world, the existence of magnetic repulsion, or electrical attraction, magnetic attraction.
I can't explain that attraction in terms of anything else that's familiar to you. For example, if we said the magnets attract like as if they were connected by rubber bands, I would be cheating you. Because they're not connected by rubber bands, I shouldn't be in trouble. You'd soon ask me about the nature of the band. And secondly, if you were curious enough, you'd ask me why rubber bands tend to pull back together again, and I would end up explaining that in terms of electrical forces, which are the very things that I'm trying to use the rubber bands to explain, so I have cheated very badly, you see. So I'm not going to be able to give you an answer to why magnets attract each other, except to tell you that they do. And to tell you that that's one of the elements in the world of the different kinds of forces. There are electrical forces, magnetic forces, gravitational forces, and others. And those are some of the parts. If you were a student, I could go further. I could tell you that the magnetic forces are related to the electrical forces very intimately. That our relationship between the gravity forces and electrical forces remains unknown. And so on. But I really can't do a good job, any job, of explaining magnetic force in terms of something else that you're more familiar with, because I don't understand it in terms of anything else that you're more familiar with.
My father took me on a picnic. That was a gay old time. Hoo-hoo, I ate my share of wieners that day.
Come over here, hot boys, don't you worry, I'm nice. Have you ever heard about a woman named Heidi Fleiss? Got a lusty proposition that I know will suffice. Let me lay out the conditions that I know will entice. I wanna take you home, get you satisfied. Drugged out, sexed up, however you fly. Just one thing I can't compromise. I wanna see you work it, guy on guy. I wanna see you boys get down with each other. I wanna see you do your little nasty brother. Just one thing I can't compromise. I wanna see you work it, guy on guy.
Queer.
Once you boys get started, you'll be at it for hours. Come on, boys, I know you're not that coward. Just remember, an ass is an ass. So roll on over, have yourselves a blast. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to lap up a penis. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to fill up my back. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to be a wet freak. But it's time for the brothers to take a pass. I'm waiting while you're licking, sucking, picking the sweat. Just when you realize there's nothing left to regret. Move on over, number one's about to rock it.
It makes me feel so powerful when I'm...
I'll slip on when you boys are in a French knot. We'll play a game, it's like you're gonna get caught. That's the time you're gonna get so damn hot. You wanna see my pussy pop, 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 pop. I'll be hitting the bottom, you'll be blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Bottom, blowing your top. No, 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 baby, I ain't carrying mace. Did you feel something just spray in your face?
Do you like that?
He's covered in marmalade. He's covered in marmalade. He's covered in marmalade. He's covered in marmalade. Slapping those dicks all over the place. Rubbing that all up in your face. Slapping those dicks all over the place. Rubbing that all up in your face. Every girl, two guys for
every girl.
I think that maybe we're not done with you then. I think I might have to correct you one more time.
Up in your face, 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 up in your face.
Was a male-to-female transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
Take a shake, a break, I'm not fake. The cool the way you move, no more mistake, can't stand still. Got the move, feel the waistline, feel the groove. The beat, the bass, the lyrics are fine.
Significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media star, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move. In Copenhagen, when she returned to the United States in February 1953, they followed the parents at their home in the Bronx. There were hundreds of articles in the press about Christine Jorgensen, not just in 1952 and 1953, but for years afterwards.
Feel the waistline, feel the groove, the beat, the bass, the lyrics are fine.
Hello, this is Chike, and you are just listening to some ambiance music as well as some Dragon Ash, some mix-up from the great Edward, and some Miles Davis, as well as some Peaches, I think. And now we're going to be playing some, I think some Sepultura, some heavy metal music. But before we do that, we got to read a quick PSA. I want to say that autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. Let's turn up some ambiance, and then I'm going to cue up some Sepultura for you guys. Hello, who is this? My name is Chike. Who are you talking? Who am I talking to right now?
I'm Edward, and I want to go into.
Ooh, okay, shoot, let's go. I can't let you play that right now, Edward. Sorry.
There is a map in my room on the wall.
Maybe some other time, but not right now.
Big plans, but I can see them slipping through. Almost feel them slipping through the palms of my sweaty hands.
No, you cannot. No, most definitely not. But thank you for asking.
Just slow enough to make you uncomfortable.
Oh yeah. No expletives, Edward. No expletives.
Yep, that's what I was looking for. But otherwise, great job.
You say I hate you, you mean it, and I love you sounds fake. Oh, it's taken me so long to figure that out. I used to love the taste. I would do anything for it. Now I would do anything to get the taste out of my mouth. And you're so confident.
Would it be?
But I hear you crying in your sleeping bag.
Would it be the aunt?
But you were broken bad yourself, and you were mad as hell. It felt if you had done anything with anyone else, it would have worked out so well. But you are an artist, and your mind don't work the way you want it to. One day you'll be washing yourself with hand soap in a public bathroom, and you'll be thinking, how did I get here? Where the hell am I? If the roles were reversed, you could have seen me sneaking up. Sneaking up from behind. She sees these visions. She feels emotion. She says that I cannot go. She sees my plane in the ocean. And what about your friends? Don't you love them enough to stay? And I say, if I don't leave now, then I will never get away. Let me be a blue raft on the blue sea. I'll blend right in.